I'm Kevin Hatchard, and this is the Ultimate Sports Podcast. Coming up, we'll look ahead to the men's final at the Australian Open Tennis. We'll hear from former Liverpool star Steve McManaman as he looks ahead with us to some of the juiciest FA Cup fourth round ties. We'll bring you the latest cycling and horse racing news, and our cricket reporter Lee Peters will review England's one-day series against India, and he'll look ahead to the Test series in New Zealand. Well, we'll start with tennis, and Britain's Andy Murray will bid to win a second consecutive Grand Slam title on Sunday morning as he faces world number one Novak Djokovic in the Australian Open final. So can Murray repeat his US Open final win over Djokovic? Here's Johnny Hart.
Well, Andy Murray's dramatic five-set win over Roger Federer was the first time he'd beaten his opponent in a Grand Slam. In a roller coaster match, Murray won the first set 6-4, but Federer came back winning the second set tiebreak. Murray won the third, and then Federer once again won the fourth on a tiebreak to level two apiece. But that was it for Federer, who ran out of gas, with Murray winning the fifth and final set 6-2. Of course, he faces an even tougher opponent on Sunday in Novak Djokovic. He said he doesn't think he'll be affected by the match against Federer, as he managed to beat Djokovic at the US Open, despite a difficult semi-final in that tournament.
I had a four-hour match against Berdych in the semi-finals at the US Open, so, you know, I'm just slightly different here because the conditions were nice, so it was a more physical match rather than mental. I'll just recover as best I can and hopefully play a good match on Sunday.
Well, football's focus switches to the fourth round of the FA Cup this weekend. The two remaining non-league outfits are in action on Saturday, and they're both up against Premier League opposition. Macclesfield entertain Wigan, who have a tendency to play understrength sides in cup competitions. And bearing in mind that Macclesfield beat Championship leaders Cardiff in round three, another shock could well be on the cards. Luton are also hoping to cause an upset at Norwich, but I think it's a lot tougher to see an upset happening at Carrow Road. Norwich are in poor form in the Premier League, and they were demolished 5-0 at Liverpool last week, but I still think they'll have far too much for the Hatters. There are plenty of rough and ready players in that Norwich squad who know how to mix it physically. They won't be intimidated by Luton in any way, shape or form, and I think Chris Hughton's men will come out on top. There's an intriguing tie on Sunday as Liverpool visit Oldham. The teams met in this competition last season, with Liverpool winning at Anfield. I'd expect Brendan Rodgers to take this game seriously, and while he may not play all of his top stars, I think we will see a strong team, and I think Liverpool will come out on top. Well, one man who'll be hoping Liverpool avoid an upset is their former player Steve McManaman. He won the tournament with Liverpool, and this weekend he'll be part of ESPN's live and exclusive coverage of the fourth round. He spoke to our reporter Lee Peters.
I've played abroad and I've spoken to people abroad and I've spoken to players abroad, and the only thing they think about, or the only thing they talk about, is the FA Cup. You know, it's far more important than the Copa del Rey in Spain. It's far more important than Coupe de Liga and the, you know, Coppa di Italia. It's far more important than them. It's a better history. It involves all the clubs all over the country. So it really is something very, very important, and we should always cherish the FA Cup.
Well, you wouldn't think horses and bikes would be a natural mix, but they are in this podcast. Here's Charlie Hoynes to bring us the latest cycling and racing news.
If Cheltenham Racecourse does beat the weather, and I'd say that it's pretty likely to, even though an inspection is planned for Saturday morning because there is a promise of some snow overnight, well, if it does beat the weather, it should be a cracking day's racing. They're offering up an 8-race card, and most of the races will be valuable pointers ahead of this March's Cheltenham Festival, which is the big racing arena for National Hunt horses. One of Saturday's key races is the Victor Chandler Chase. Now, this is a race rescheduled after the abandonment of Ascot last week. It's a 2-mile Grade 1 chase, and what's particularly exciting about this race is that we will get a chance to see Sprinter Sacra in action. Now, this horse is the current favourite for the Queen Mother Champion Chase at the festival. For those with only a smattering of knowledge about horses, I can best describe Sprinter Sacra as a jumping version of Frankel, who was voted Horse of the Century just a week ago. Now, this horse oozes class. He is just an absolute joy to watch jumping these enormous fences at such pace. He'll be ridden by Barry Geraghty. He's trained by Nicky Henderson. And Nicky Henderson is very aware of just what a special horse he has in his yard.
I think he is very special. The joy of him is that he has a temperament to go with his looks and his ability. And, I mean, yes, he's a little bit over-enthusiastic at times. He's just got so much natural pace and jumping that you can't stop him doing what he loves doing.
Now, apart from the Victor Chandler Chase, there are plenty of other decent races on the Cheltenham Trials Day card. And I think the Argento Chase would be the next most important. It's kind of the stepping stone or the warm-up race for the Gold Cup at the festival. And the Gold Cup is kind of the centrepiece of the Cheltenham Festival and has been contested and won by the likes of Quarto Star, Denman, Desert Orchid, etc. But unfortunately, this year's Argento Chase has lost a little bit of its sheen as Bobsworth, who was the current favourite for the Gold Cup, well, he was withdrawn early in the week. But the one I'm particularly keen to see is a horse called Imperial Commander. Now, the last time we saw this one in action was 22 months ago in the 2011 Gold Cup, which was won by Long Run. Now, Imperial Commander in that race was the defending champion, having won the Gold Cup in 2010. He beat Denman on that occasion by 7 lengths. If he returns to anywhere near his best, he will take all the beating. But once again, as with much of racing, that is a big if. Well, that's our horses done with. Now we're going to move on to another form of transport. We're going to move on to cycling. And it's been the start of the professional road race cycling season this week. And it got underway with its traditional curtain raiser, the Tour Down Under, which takes place around Adelaide, South Australia. The current leader of this six-stage event is Team Sky's Geraint Thomas. He's a Cardiff lad. Now, he won stage two in grand style. And he's been very consistent on the other stages, and he even had to survive a multiple pile-up on stage four to retain the leader's ochre jersey. Here's what he has to say.
Quite a stressful day, but I'm used to a bit of argy-bargy, so that helped. But the boys were great as well. We stayed near the front with about 10k to go, and yeah, kept me out of trouble, so that was good.
So with just two stages to go, Geraint Thomas and Team Sky are in a great position to come out winners of the first big race of the season. Meanwhile, cycling sprinting machine Mark Cavendish from the Isle of Man has also been making headlines. He won the opening sprint in the Argentina Tour of San Luis on his debut for his new team, Farmer Quickstep.
Well, England's cricketers lost their one-day series in India and they'll soon turn their attention to a test series in New Zealand. Lee Peters has the details.
Well, after such a promising start, it's been a disappointing one-day international series for England in India. Having won the first ODI by 9 runs, the next three all saw losses by 127 runs, 7 wickets and 5 wickets respectively, with one more to go on Sunday morning in what's expected to be a cold Dharmasala. It's not all gloomy, however, with players such as Graham Swan, Monty Panesar and Jimmy Anderson well rested ahead of next month's tour of New Zealand. 3 T20 matches will kick off the tour before 3 one-day internationals, building up to the 3-match test series starting in early March. Selectors have named a squad for the tour, with Tim Bresnan missing out with an elbow injury picked up in India. Owen Morgan and Samit Patel have both been dropped from the test squad, whilst Chris Wokes is given the chance in place of Bresnan. England's one-day tour of India may have ended in disappointment, but 2013 is a very busy period for Andy Flower's side, with 2 Ashes series on the horizon, plus an ICC Champions Trophy, whilst the tour of New Zealand is followed by a visit by the Black Caps.
Well, that's all for this week. From me, Kevin Hatchard, and the rest of the Ultimate Sports Podcast team, it's goodbye for now.